Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Minutes after 8 o'clock, sunny, windy, 33 today. Oh, it's not going to feel like that all day, and it's definitely not there yet. So I don't know how this guy does it, but there's a mail carrier in northern New Jersey who's been charged with stealing checks out of people's mail. Now, how do you,
Sal, the voice,
A, steal their checks and then Sal, get them cash?
Sal, the voice, Valentine, just walked in here.
Yes, he did.
Talking about stealing checks.
Hey-o!
Something tells me.
And we're off and running.
We'll be able to figure out exactly how this guy's pulling it off.
I think he's wearing a wig.
No, he's stealing it right out of the thing.
How do you cash them?
Yeah, how do you cash a check with someone else's name on it?
Check cashing place. Sign the name and go to the check cashing place.
That's it, so you just take the hit on
it. That's it?
So, I mean, how
much? You seem to know more about this than me.
I have cousins in the business.
The guy did $8,000 worth of checks. He somehow found the big ones. 9 checks totaling $8,000.
Like, think about it. How difficult could it be if you get a check, right?
Yeah.
And you sign a person's name on it, you go to a check cashing place, that person's, it's not like you go into your bank branch where they know who you are, maybe they've seen the signature a couple
check
times.
This out.
It's got to be as simple as just don't go into a check cashing joint.
If there's name on it, and
well, that's true. How do you do it with a female name? Well, look at this. He didn't go to a check cashing place. See, that would be, and that makes a lot of sense. That's what you would do. He forged the name of the victims, okay, on the back of each check and deposited them into his personal checking account through the ATM and the phone deposit type thing. I don't know how you get it.
Well,
by.
Right. The ATM doesn't check your ID.
Well, I also,
everybody's not checking your
but
signature.
But why would you put it into your own account?
Like, that's stupid.
How did you pass the mail carrier test?
That's how.
You know, that's just dumb.
Apparently it doesn't take a lot to pass the mail carrier test.
I guess not.
Which, by the way, shout out to all our mail carriers this season who are freezing their behinds off.
Yeah, you're having a rough time today, huh?
Huh?
You're having a rough time today.
I can't feel the tips of my fingers.
It's like you're not from here.
Dude,
well, have you never been through this before?
No, I have. I'm just tired of it.
You don't have a heated steering wheel?
I do. Oh, I have a heated steering wheel. I got a truck, but it's older. So,
you bought an old Escalade.
Yeah, so there's like quirks going on with it.
There's quirks.
I hit the heated steering wheel, and it gets 1,000 degrees in one spot.
And the rest of the wheel is cold.
Yeah, the rest of the wheel is cold. I go to put my hand up here, and I get third-degree burns in my palm. And then the heated seats don't work, both of them. There's like a plug behind the dashboard.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to have this thing, like, taken apart.
Did you get it from your uncle?
I did. I want to have, actually,
take
I
it back.
Have call in.
Tell him it's the Lemon Law.
Let's call him.
Tell him you want your money back.
Sal, the voice of Valentinetti, is in the studio. The Long Island kid who's done so well with the singing voice.
Now I got a Christmas song out.
How's life? Yeah, we heard it.
I want to be like Mariah Carey.
No, you don't. No, you don't. She went nuts and can't sing anymore. You don't want to be like.
She can still sing.
She can't.
She had a bad night. There it is.
This is it?
He wants to be the number one Christmas tune ever. That's what he wants.
Don't look now, it's just round the corner. Christmas is coming, just like you wanted. All I'm asking is to have you here.
You know the New York Bee Gees?
The what?
The New York Bee Gees?
No.
They do like a lot of like New Year's Eve parties. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
You playing with them?
No, no. One of the guys from the New York Bee Gees wrote this song.
Oh, I thought you wrote it. You talentless prick.
I put all the Christmas in it.
Oh, you shook the bells?
Yeah. It was like when holidays come to town, I'm like, listen, my holiday is Christmas.
Right.
Oh.
Did he give you the song or you got to pay him royalties on it if something happens?
As cap. It's a rate.
Okay, it's a rate.
It's all legal.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
I thought you wrote the thing.
I did. I added all the Christmas to it.
So when Christmas comes to town.
Right. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not going to tell you I wrote the song and have you find out there's 30 other names on it. It'll be straightforward. But yeah. Look, I added the magic to it.
Oh, here's the magic.
This is the magical part right here. So, this is the bridge.
It's the way you look at me when you start dancing in your chair.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
magical.
That's magical.
Sal?
Where did I get this thing? iTunes?
You get it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby.
CD Baby?
CD Baby.
Can I listen to it on my Spotify?
You can listen to it on your Spotify. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on your ride home, your ride in.
Are you,
you can listen to it with the kids.
In your house on repeat.
You can make love to your wife to this song.
So you're doing all the promotion yourself.
Yeah.
See, you know what it is? You need somebody that's taking it to these radio stations.
Well, oh, no,
that's
I have people.
You do.
It's being played in, like, Germany. And
right, but what I'm saying is all these radio stations, especially around here, that are playing all the Christmas music.
Yes, Walk 97's playing.
All right, take it easy.
We'll do Christmas rock next year.
Right. There you go.
We'll get Stevie Van Zandt on.
Oh, Stevie.
Good thinking, Sal. Oh, that's nice.
He's a nice guy.
That's a nice song right there. I can see people playing that.
Oh. It's got like a little Peggy Lee, a little Frank Sinatra.
Peggy Lee.
Yeah, a little Frank Sinatra. Just a touch. Little.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
It's a new stand. Listen, I don't like, you know, I don't want to make a pop song because it's not me.
Right.
No, I said, give me a standard. So they took this song, you know, originally it was good, and then, you know, we put a bunch of horns on it. You know, we did it in like 3 hours.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
That's great.
I loved it. I was like, this is great. All I had to do was hear it once with the live band, and I did it in studio with the band.
Live.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
See, you know.
How many takes?
Three?
You're singing.
Three or four?
You did that whole thing in 3 or 4 takes?
Yeah.
Live, straight through?
I was so tired. I had just gotten back from Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lovely town.
So, yeah.
No energy beyond 3 or 4 takes. I was like,
I'm coming into Thanksgiving. This is the time, it's called bulking season, where I gain 30 pounds.
Okay.
And then January, I make a resolution and lose it.
Okay. Right.
But then I gain it all back by, you know, November time.
Next bulking season.
Right. Yes, the next bulking season. It's probably doing wonders for my cardiovascular system.
Right.
But we'll find out another 20 years from now.
So you went in there and did that song 4 times with the band and got the take that you wanted and move on?
I think we
did. Because that's very difficult.
We did it 3 times through with the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as vocal takes, we did it another 3.
Right.
Okay.
So all right, so 6 total.
Still, in recording life, that's like virtually live.
Well, right. You know.
That's incredible.
Studios are expensive, okay? I'm trying to save a few dollars, go to Florida for the winter.
I bet. Speaking of bulking, have you had dates wrapped in bacon?
Have I had dates wrapped in bacon? Oh, all my dates are wrapped in bacon.
Oh, he'll be opening for himself.
Right. I actually have Shuli Yegar from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, do you?
Opening for me at Westbury.
Get out of here,
for
really?
My Christmas show.
How'd you do that?
We made a phone call.
Oh, we made a phone call.
Yeah.
Sal the Boys Valentinetti. Yeah, he'll be at Westbury December 22nd.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Yes, WBAB.com/concerts has all the info. All right, more with Sal, the pride of Bethpage, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Coming next.
Some people try to forget.
Here's Ted.
Southern State West.
All right, it's 8:15. Roger and JP with Sal the Voice Valentinetti hanging in the studio this morning. Guy with a great voice and a very nice Christmas song, I might say. On one listen.
Like, thank you.
It's very Frank-like, it's you, obviously. But
yes.
Has that Frank influence when Christmas comes to town.
Which it was his birthday, 102 yesterday.
Oh, he's 100. I did hear that. Oh.
Yeah. See?
Did you have a special moment of silence, anything like that?
I put an Instagram up.
You put an Instagram up.
That's today's moment of silence.
Rolling over in his grave because you put up an Instagram. more with Sal coming next. He's got a great story about someone else from Long Island who is another person with a lot of talent and a great voice that he's helping along.
Billy Joel.
No, that's not the... You should know the answer.
Christian Guardino.
Sal the Voice will tell the story of this kid Christian next. Right now, it's time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by Audi of Huntington. Here's Ted. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:22.
What are you doing, Brett? Facebook Live? Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on. Sal the Voice Valentinetti is in our studio. And if you want to watch on BAB's Facebook page, 102.3 WBAB, you will see Sal's smiling face.
Look at you.
Sal the Voice.
All that was missing was like the little ding off the whites of his teeth.
I'm just so handsome.
You are.
Honestly.
Sal's from Bethpage, has an amazing voice.
Incredibly modest.
America's Got Talent was your show, right?
Yes,
sir. You did so well on. And now he's got a Christmas song out. But tell the story about the kid from Long Island you're helping out now who also has an amazing voice.
So I'm sitting at home and my phone's blowing up. Did you see this kid, Christian Guardino, perform? He got the golden buzzer. I'm going on YouTube. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to find it. They didn't post it yet. My mother's screaming from upstairs. I recorded it! So I watch it and I get goosebumps. I get a phone call from News 12, Newsday the next day, saying, actually, Dave Criblet from Newsday calls me. He goes, hey, we want you to sit down with this kid and have lunch with him, you know, mentor him.
Was that his first performance on the show?
It was his first performance. He got the Golden Buzzer.
Okay.
He was from Long Island. I don't know what
that means. Is he still on?
The Golden Buzzer, what it does is it sends you right from the first audition to the live rounds. So you don't have to do any of the bulk in between.
Right.
Right. So I get the phone call and they're like, oh, he wants to have lunch with you. So I'm like, all right, you know, well, I don't know much about this kid. So I go there.
What's your experience? You've been through it. He's a rookie just getting into it.
Well, no. He seemed like very nervous. Like, we didn't seem like the same person.
No swagger.
Right. Well, it turns out he was just me when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
You know, he's just figuring his way.
Right.
He was blind. He was born with a defect that turned him blind at like 2 years old. And for most of his life, he's still legally blind, but he received a gene therapy that restored his sight. And this kid makes such an impact, you know, we made sure of it.
Right.
You know, we put Christian out there, and I mean, him, his family, they're great. Beth, Nino, his little brother, Nikki, they're all great people. And he went to D.C. and testified in front of the FDA.
Wow.
And had the gene therapy passed that afternoon.
What does it have to do with
that's
the
impressive.
He's got an amazing voice.
Right.
He needs a little guidance, but... So I said, I want to put him on my show at Westbury.
Okay.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's going to do his song with you?
Yeah. Well, with me?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Oh, he's not there yet?
We're trying to make our styles meld.
All right.
He sings like, you know,
right.
like Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, okay. So he's a pop guy.
Yeah. But he's like an old school pop guy. He's a soul guy.
Wow.
He's like 5'4".
Okay.
With glasses and everything, you know, he looks like the Italian Chicken Little. But right. He opens his mouth and there's like a big black lady living inside of him that just belts and runs and
really?
All this, like, oh my God. Like, we're in the car together and he's like doing like the Mariah thing.
Okay.
He puts his hand like up here and
okay.
really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, damn.
That's great, but that's
the
different
reason I'm
voice
only letting him do two songs because he has a much better instrument than me.
Does he really?
Oh my God! See, mine sounds like, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, this kid is so great. He sounds like Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra smoked and drank his whole life. I sound like someone who smoked and drank their whole life.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
It could be way worse.
In this case, not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
You can sound like this.
Yeah.
You like the way I sing the standards?
I'm gonna make Tommy come up and sing "What a Wonderful World."
Was Howard the Judge when you were on the show?
No, Simon Cowell.
Oh yeah? How was that?
Well, we share me and Howard Stern share opinions on Simon. He's just like, I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna say something, back it up.
He goes,
oh, we're gonna work together, we're gonna do the show together and everything. Kept me on the hook for 3 months.
Oh, so this is right after you did the
right
show?
Right after, so I wouldn't take offers from other people.
Okay.
Finally I called him, like, what's the deal?
Right.
And I was working with somebody from a management team over in London. He's like, oh, you shouldn't bother them. You shouldn't push. I'm like, shouldn't push. I got offers from other people waiting.
Right.
You know, it's the proverbial, you know.
Yeah.
You know what? Use your imagination. I get off the pot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, sorry, I can't take these offers. There was another offer from Sony to sit on my hands for a couple of years. I turned them down. I said,
literally not do anything? Not
literally
record anything?
Not, they have deals like that.
Was it a big enough check to open your eyes wide and be like,
Yeah. But my mother was sitting next to me. My mother could smell bull crap from a mile away.
Okay.
You know, she's like, no, thank you. And I got back in the car and I was like, I'll make that in the first year.
Yeah, you know, if you take 2 years off, you would disappear.
If I took 2 years off, I would disappear. I said, right. This is my time. I have 15 minutes of fame to prove that I have what it takes to turn this into something else.
Right.
You know, that's what 15 minutes of fame is. It's your time to prove that you're worth more than the 15 minutes that you're worth people's ear, that you're worth their attention.
Right.
And over the last year, you know, over the last few months, I've done Boston, Chicago, Detroit. You know, I've done markets that we never thought we'd be able to get into. You know, everyone thought this was just a hometown deal, you know, selling out in New York, selling out in New Jersey, you know, a couple shows in Florida because it's like the sixth borough.
Right. That's what you expect.
But now we're going, you know, elsewhere. I'm booking California
good
now.
For like you.
It's not just good, you know, I have a great team around me.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I have
my family, my friends. I have a great management team, a great, fantastic agents. I don't care what anybody on this island, and I'll drop this name and people go, whoa. I don't care what anybody says about Brian Rosenberg.
I know that, dude.
Nobody works harder than him. Nobody.
Wasn't he running Gossip?
Yeah, he still is.
He is?
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I know him for a long time.
I get into the strip club for free.
Now you know you've made it.
Now you know you've made it, exactly.
We did.
I'm like a baseball player.
We did a body sushi event in there. We had one of the girls lay down a thing. We ate
sushi off of her.
Yeah.
See?
Classy.
Who's better than that?
No, it was pretty good. Good for you, my man.
Hopefully I didn't get a phone call from any sushi girls.
All right, Sal LaVoy's Valentinetti.
Look at you.
Did just so great on America's Got Talent, and he continues to do great things.
And we're going to have a lot of fun on December 22nd at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
He knows how to sell, sell, sell.
How you doing?
Yeah. And Christian Guardino's going to open.
Yes. Shuley, Mr. Shuley from the Howard Stern Show is going to open.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, Brooklyn's own Joe Causey is hosting.
Oh, great.
Oh, thanks. Is he having you on his show? Just curious. Answer the question.
Why don't you mention all of our competitors? Go ahead.
Is he having you on his show?
I'm working on it, all right?
Is he having you on his show?
Listen, it's all the way that way.
Is he having you on his show?
Eventually.
But he hasn't.
You're buying
it? He hasn't
that?
Yet. So he's hosting it.
Scott Shannon has a few times. Actually, I'm going to be on Scott Shannon this Friday. We're going to be on Scott Shannon this Friday. I love BAB.
You are a promotional whore.
Ask the only station that rocks on Long Island.
Ask him, WBAB. Ask him if he wants to steal any more of our bits when you go in there.
At least he's not stealing your checks out of your mailbox.
There's that.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Al. Thank you for coming in. A lot of fun.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
You're never coming back.
I'm going to protest outside.
You protest all you want.
I'm going to find the sushi girl.
All right, Sal got a new song, When Christmas Comes to Town. Sounded really good. And, of course, it's at Westbury on December 22nd. WBAB.com/concert.
For my last appearance.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to see you again until spring anyway. You're going to Florida like an old person, right?
I'll come back.
Doing? He's doing Howard. He's doing Rush Limbaugh's show.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to do the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm gonna go see
Mike Calta and then down in Tampa.
Calta, with him. We're going tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you going to Florida?
Yeah, we'll be down there tomorrow with him.
Awesome. Are you gonna be down there often?
A few times a year.
Once a quarter we go down.
And listen, I got a whole bunch of extra bedrooms.
All right.
I know a guy with strip clubs down there.
Uh-huh.
Sushi.
Sound the voice. There he is. All right, it's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Long Island Railroad, Port Jefferson Branch. Service is suspended now east of Huntington. This is between Huntington and Port Jefferson. There's broken rails east of Huntington and near St. James. Customers being advised to use alternate branches, including the Ronkonkoma and Babylon branches.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.